I'm John Carter in Moscow, in Havana, Cuba. Now in Kiev, the capital of Ukraine.
I'm John Carter in Petra,
right here in communist China,
reporting from India.
Hi, I'm John Carter in the Solomon Islands.
I'm John Carter in Soweto,
from El Salvador.
I'm John Carter in Sydney, Australia.
Today's topic is Project 86. What is meant by this beast from the abyss that makes war upon the Holy Scriptures?
Towards the end of the great time of persecution, there arose another power. The Bible calls this power the beast from the bottomless pit, or the beast from hell. What happened was this. Are you listening to me? But towards the end of the time of the Dark Ages, the French Revolution took place. This was militant atheism. And there came a tremendous war against the Holy Scriptures. And one could say, at least in modern times, this was the birth of militant atheism. This beast from hell that morphed into communism, this beast from hell was militant atheism. Now, the text does say, it talks about an allusion to Sodom and Egypt. We read that text. I won't read it again. It talks about the saints of God and the Holy Scriptures lying in the streets of Sodom and Egypt. Now, Sodom stands for moral depravity. Egypt stands for blatant rebellion against God. Are you with me? Pharaoh said, "Who is Jehovah that I should obey him? I know not the Lord. I will not let Israel go."
How did Christian Russia in 1917 become an atheistic power?
It's a great question. Russia had always been a Christian power, at least Russian Orthodox. But they had a very, very corrupt government. And the church was very corrupt also. And the Russian people said, "We've had enough. So much poverty, starvation, so much violence, so much brutality," that the Russian people rose up. And under Lenin, they set up a new regime. And that regime became communism, militant atheism. It was the beast from the bottomless pit. And when communism took over Russia, a reign of terror, such as the world had never seen, started. I have seen amazing, amazing things.
How many people were murdered by the communists and atheists?
How many people were murdered by the communists and the atheists? Nobody really knows. But conservative scholars say about 100 million. The Chinese communists killed about 30 or 40 million of their own people. The Russians killed 60, 70 million of their own people. The world had never, never seen anything like it. Look, this is something that's pretty important to me. This is a spike, a railway spike, taken from the Trans-Siberian Railway. I've been right across there, from Moscow to Vladivostok, stopped at Irkutsk, and we got some of these spikes. I had this one covered in gold. It didn't cost much at all because The gold is it's very, 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 very thin. But I took this home with me, and it's in my study room today, so that I will never, never, never forget what militant atheism did in Russia. I was asked to speak in a great theatre in Kiev, or Kyiv, as they call it, in Ukraine. That used to be a part of the old Soviet Union, the USSR. I stood on the very spot where Khrushchev had preached or spoken. Khrushchev said, within a generation, there are going to be no Christian. We're going to blot all the Christians off the face of the earth. But Khrushchev is gone, but the Christian church goes on because nothing can destroy the Church of Christ. I preached from the same desk. Then I was taken down into the basement of this theater in Kiev. And there they described to me how the people were tortured and murdered in the basement of this great, great theater, and there was so much blood that it oozed out of the stones. That's the beast from the bottomless pit. That's what happens when people forget God. You see, the death of God always leads to the death of man. Never, 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 never forget it. The beast from the bottomless pit. Here, the spike from the Trans-Siberian railway line. Across that railway line traveled 10 million innocent people. Christians, believers, political dissidents, all sorts of people who wouldn't lie down and give in to communism. And many of them ended up in Magadan. Ever heard of Magadan, my friend? Well, let me tell you about Magadan. It's in the Far East. They murdered so many people in Magadan, my friend, that they paved the streets of Magadan with the bones of the victims. The streets were made out of human bones. Militant atheism, the death of God always leads to the death of man.
Why was Hitler so successful in taking over Germany? And why did 95% of Christians support him?
Well, every historian will agree with me on this. Because of what had happened to Germany. Germany, once one of the greatest powers on the face of the earth, had been reduced to poverty and ruin. People were starving. The great Deutschmark was worth nothing. People would go to buy a loaf of bread with a wheelbarrow load of Deutschmarks in the morning. But in the evening, they'd need a truckload of Deutschmarks. The inflation was so horrendous and tremendous. And Hitler appeared to be a savior. He said, I'm going to rectify all of these problems. He said, look at communism, look at atheism, look how evil it is. And of course, on that point, he was right. Communism and atheism, they're evil things. And so 95% of the Christians shouted, glory, hallelujah, and helped to murder 6 million Jews. And started a war that killed 80 million people. Now, the amazing thing is, it never fails to amaze me, almost scares me, how gullible people can be. People who don't know the scriptures and who don't know history can be awfully gullible and do awful things. And that's why Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I'm saying to you, my friend, it's time to get back to the Word of God and think for ourselves and hold on to liberty.
Are Russia, China, and North Korea mentioned in Bible prophecies?
Is Russia mentioned in the Bible? No, I don't believe so, not by name. Certainly not China, no. North Korea, no. But I believe militant atheism is referred to under the symbol of Sodom and Egypt and the beast from the bottomless pit. Now, I could give you a whole Bible study on this, but no, they're not mentioned by name. But these despotic systems of falsehood are mentioned in the Bible. And that's why you and I need to get back to going to church and find a church that preaches the Bible and teaches the commandments and that loves Jesus.
Is atheism growing in America?
Atheism and America. Atheistic America, it seems an oxymoron. Because America has basically been a Bible-believing country. People say, why do people want to get into America? They're coming from Latin America, they're coming from China. They're storming the gates, trying to get into America. You know why? America gets a lot of criticism. Why are millions of people trying to get into America? Because America is still a great and a marvelous country, because America was founded as a Christian country based on the Bible. And America believes in freedom. But the question is atheism growing in America? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because people are forsaking the Bible. Many are saying that the Christian church has failed God. We're not getting into that. But yes, humanism is growing in America. Atheism is growing in America. And so are suicides. So is crime. So is violence, especially violence against women and children. Remember, the death of God always leads to the death of man. When you get rid of God, you're going to kill human beings. Think of what the communists did. Hey, when will we ever wake up to ourselves? When will we ever learn? The happiest people in the world are the people who love Jesus and who read their Bibles and who keep the commandments. Now, I'm talking to you from my home in Australia, but I go back to America whenever I can. I was watching a program here on Australian television. It said the Salvation Army are starting a special program in Australia to help battered women, because so many women in Australia are being beaten up by their drunken husbands. And the government is saying, we got to stop this. There's so much violence against women. And then they're saying there's an epidemic, if you could, a plague of youth violence. In some parts of Australia, you've got to be careful going out for a walk because you may be attacked by a young person with a knife. Now, in Australia, you can't have a gun. But that's not the solution to the problem, because if they can't get guns, they'll get something else like knives. So as a nation drifts from God and becomes increasingly secular, so crime rates go up. But listen to this. Never, my friend, never forget it. You ready for this? You can't kill Jesus. You can't kill God. You can't kill the Bible. You can't kill the church. Jesus said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom, and I'm going to build my church. And then Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. You cannot kill the church. The communists tried. They ended up on the dust heap of history. None too soon. You can't kill God, you can't kill the church, because God is greater than the foolishness of all men. Yes, atheism is growing in America, but so is the Christian church, because God is behind it.
You and your wife, Beverly, you were in Russia when communism collapsed. What was it like?
It was like hell on earth. We came from America, and the Carter Report continues to have an office in America. As I'm speaking here, our office is up and running in America. We're helping to preach and teach in Russia and Ukraine. The mission goes on. And so from America, this land of opportunity and freedom, you see, you can do things in America that you can't do anywhere else. People say, oh, no, that can't. Yes, that is true. America is a land of freedom. It is a land of opportunity. And the church in America sent us to Russia. Beverly and I went there with our little team in 1991. What was it like? It was like hell on earth. Communism was collapsing. The shops didn't have anything to sell. You could hardly buy bread. People were lined up around the block and around another block waiting to try to get bread. One day, Beverly and I were standing on a street corner in the city of Moscow. You know, we've been to Russia 49 times. We know a bit about it. And each time we went for at least a month. So we know what Russia's like. We were there when communism collapsed. Glory. A man came up to us out of the crowd. He saw we were foreigners, and he spoke to us in English. So he was a bit of an intellectual. He said, this is the hell that we have created. Look at it. There was this vast group of people just trying to buy bread, hungry. That's what atheism will do to you. It'll make you hungry. Then in our great campaign meetings, and we were privileged to have, cumulatively speaking, millions of people attend the Carter Report meetings. Not in one meeting, but we went there for many meetings. And one day I said to the audience, about 8,000 people at 6 o'clock, we'd have multiple sessions. I said, I'd like to know how you're doing tonight. The people didn't want at that stage to look at you. They looked down at the ground. You know why they looked down at the ground? They were so depressed. I said, how many people here suffer from oppression? Every hand was raised. In all the meetings I took, I would ask them, how are you feeling? We're all depressed. That's what atheism does. That's what communism does. They're not going to tell you that. They're going to say, we're going to give you utopia. That's a big, 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 big lie. But after hearing the gospel of Christ, they were no longer depressed. I've seen people depressed at 6 o'clock and at 7 o'clock raising their hands and weeping for joy as they believed in Jesus. Jesus said, you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. And if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed.
Who was Ellen White? And what did she write about the beast from the abyss, the bottomless pit?
Ellen White was an American visionary who lived during the 19th century and into the 20th century in the United States of America. She was a remarkable person. She was a visionary. Many would say that she was a prophet. I loaned this book, The Great Controversy, that she wrote, to the political reporter on the Canberra Times in Australia. This was years ago. I was running a series of meetings in the city of Canberra. This man read through this book, Great Controversy, and he said to me, who wrote this book? Who's this Ellen White? I said, American person, American lady, great author. He said, the book speaks with the voice of the Old Testament prophets. He was tremendously impressed, as you will be too, if you read the last chapters, especially of the Great Controversy. Now you say to me, what did she say about the beast from the bottomless pit? She quotes the text and then she says, this is atheism, and the nation represented by Egypt would give voice to a similar denial of the claims of the living God and would manifest a like spirit of unbelief and defiance. The great city is also compared spiritually to Sodom. The corruption of Sodom in breaking the law of God was especially manifested in licentiousness. So you had atheism, licentiousness, and all of these evil things. And then this lady says this, this power, the beast that comes from the bottomless pit, this is atheistic France. Atheistic France in the French Revolution. And the spirit of atheistic France was born again in communism. The beast from the bottomless pit of Revelation 13, the beast from hell, is militant atheism, and we've seen it.
Is the United States of America described in Bible prophecy?
For more than 60 years, I've been studying the prophecies of the Bible. When I started as a boy at Avondale College, I came to the realization as a boy that God was calling me to preach His word around the world. And when I started to study the great prophecies with some of my great Bible professors at Avondale College, it became very, very clear to me that America was a special place. I'm pleased to tell you, I am an American citizen. I became an American citizen while retaining my Australian citizenship. Why did I become an American citizen? Because I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the Bill of Rights. I believe in the concept of freedom. When I became an American citizen, quite a few years ago now, I received a letter from the President of the United States. Yes, I did. And the President of the United States said to me, John Carter, you can be what you want to be in this country. You can believe what you want to believe or not believe. You've got the freedom to worship God, and you've got the freedom not to worship God. You can be what God wants you to be, and you can dream big dreams, and you can aspire to the heavens. I thought, wow, I like this. And yes, America is mentioned, I believe, in Bible prophecy. I heard a speech by John Kennedy many, many years ago. And John Kennedy was talking about the inauguration of the race to the moon. They were in a battle with the Soviets, who was going to get to the moon. John Kennedy said, in some countries they ask, why? He said, in America we ask, why not? Then he said these words, we go to the moon, not because it is easy, but because it is hard. And so America has always been a place that believes that you can fulfill your dreams, that you can dream the impossible dream. Is America mentioned in Bible prophecy? Well, as you know, America, God bless America, has been a beacon of light to millions of people. I'm glad I went to America. Because in America, we were able to do things that we could not do in any other country in the world. And I love Australia. But I love the United States of America also. So I have dual citizenship, and I'm proud to have it. Is this country mentioned in Bible prophecy? Well, America was raised up by God to be a light to the nations and a sanctuary for an oppressed people. Give me your poor, your tied, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. It's heady, it's high stuff. Forgive me. But I get carried away a little bit about these things because America has been good to me. Yes, I believe America is in Bible prophecy. And I believe that the fate of America is now in the balance. And I'm not pointing fingers at anybody because of this political. No, I'm not talking politics. I'm simply talking like an old student of the Bible who believes in the Bible and who believes in Christ and freedom.
For a copy of today's program, please contact us at P.O. Box 1900, Thousand Oaks, California, 91358. Or in Australia, contact us at P.O. Box 861, Terrigal, New South Wales, 2260. This program is made possible through the generous support of viewers like you. We thank you for your continued support. May God richly bless you.